Les programmes de SBS sont disponibles en podcast et vous pouvez les écouter quand vous voulez. Pour s'inscrire ou télécharger, www.sbs.com.au/french.
Ivan Sen and Aaron Peterson, welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ivan, you are the director of Mystery Road. Tell us about that film.
Mystery Road, it's a genre film. It's about an Aboriginal detective who returns to his outback town to solve the crime. The crime involves the murder of a young Indigenous girl who's found out of town under the highway. So he has to work within the suspicions of the local community, who see him as a bit of a traitor, and at the same time work within the establishment, the police force, which has more than a hint of racism and corruption about it.
Aaron Peterson, you play the detective. How hard was the role for you, or how easy was the role for you?
Oh, look, it was a role of a lifetime, you know. Just to get your teeth into it and tell a great story and, you know, evoke emotion across different parameters of Australian society. You know, for me, it was something Ivan wrote for me, so I was obviously in his mind in the writing process. And when I read it, I was very familiar with the character. It never felt like I was playing a stranger. I felt like I was playing somebody that I understood and felt like I was, you know, living in a world that I'm very familiar with. So, you know, for that, you've got to call it a role of a lifetime.
And Aaron, at the launch in Melbourne, you mentioned something that goes along the line that you said it was a turning point in Australian cinema.
I think it is. It's a great film. It's a simple process of filmmaking. I mean, Ivan's, you know, brought all his talents to the fore. He plays a lot of roles in this. He wrote it, he directed it, he composed it, he edited it, you know. He's cast it, he's producing it, you know, he owns it. And the great thing about it is this filmmaker who's bringing out a great piece of storytelling for the wider Australian audiences. I think we've lost our way in a little ways in some parts of the industry. Our stories are a little bit mundane and you know, they're not inclusive of Aboriginal people. So for me, this is a great Australian film. It's got Indigenous and non-Indigenous people in it. It's got a lot of great Australian actors in it. And look, I've not done a lot of film in my time, but I don't rush out to films. I like a film to, you know, drag me off the couch and make me go out and enjoy it. And there haven't been a lot around lately. I think that this is one of them, you know, not just because I'm in it, but I love the fact that Ivan's, he's thought about this in a lot of ways. You know, it's just the Indigenous side, the mainstream side, and with it comes a great story. It's very simple. It's a very simple story. It's simple storytelling on a grand level. You know, it's got a universal feel to it. You know, he's not signposting. He's allowed the audience to have some emotional participation in it and go away. And, you know, it sits with them for days after. So, I mean, that for me is a sign of a great film.
And Ivan, did you choose that specific location in Queensland?
Yeah, we chose the location together pretty much. I had other Aaron and I went driving around in central Queensland and came across Winton. And what struck us was the beauty of the place, but also the brutality of the place. It's a very dry, hostile kind of land, but especially around the sunsets and, you know, dawn and sundown. It's just such a beautiful place as well. So that was a perfect setting to have a murder mystery setting there.
Was it very hot? Because at times during the film, I noticed it was grey, cloudy. But towards the end, we saw the blue skies.
Yeah, it was winter. I mean, Ivan chose it for that specific reason. You know, we're going to go out there and torture ourselves, you know, and make the shoot a lot harder than what it could be. No, he chose it. And look, we had some cloud and rain issues, but in a way, that kind of determined some other facets of the film that needed to be worked out. And that was, we choreographed, you know, that big scene at the end. We were able to spend 3 days doing that with the stunties and that had been flown in and the other actors to do that, because we were pretty much shooting it when they flew in, and that stalled us a little bit. But it allows us a chance to, you know, work out the dance, the choreograph for the shootout, and also just Ivan looking at it from a different angle. So, yeah, look, the rain was a blessing in a way, but a nightmare in some cases too. But we got there, you know. We're here today and are sharing it with the world.
And Ivan, you have chosen a great cast to support Aaron in this film. How did you go about it?
I wrote this film for Aaron Peterson, totally in mind, and I also wrote a lot of the other smaller roles for specific actors as well, like people like, you know, we all know the very tall Bruce Spence and people like Roy Billing. I had those...
And Tasma Walton?
Tasma Walton, yeah, actually had all these people in mind very early on, but you know, and the people like Jack Thompson, Ryan Quanten, Hugo Weaving, you know, those guys came on towards the end of our casting process, and they really believed in the script. They really believed in Aaron and I, and really wanted to support us. So, it was the hardest thing was just the scheduling, because we had to get them out there for a very short time, and they're very busy people. So, you know, and Aaron also had a lot of input on the casting as well.
And the film is about to be released shortly in Australia. What is your message to the French-speaking audience out there, to the Francophiles listening to us, and the wider audience to go and see that film?
Look, there's something great and unique about it, and that is that Ivan has taken a simple approach to it. He wrote a really simple script. It's a simple story. And, you know, it's a simple process of filmmaking. I mean, he really didn't over-glorify anything. It's actually, it takes you back to how films were made when they originally came out. That's the way it feels to me. It's not like, and it's a great walkthrough. It's really strongly character-based, which I think's, you know, an essential element of any film. Not just, you know, have a great story, but have great characters that allow the human experience to transfer from the screen to yourself and evoke emotion, you know. And he also didn't choose a lot of sound in it. There's no sound in it, really.
It's like a Western.
It is. I mean, the soundtrack is the dialogue and the elements, the breathing, the walking, the wind, you know, the dogs, everything, the background stuff. And he's just, you know, he's chosen a beautiful way to make a film. It's simple, you know, and that's what I really like about it. Come and see a really simple but very complex, complex, you know, film. It's got...
With political undercurrents.
Yeah, political undercurrents, but human undercurrents. You know, that's what I want to keep saying. It's a human story. And the eyes that you look into of the character of Jay are the same eyes of the people that are watching it. It's the same soul in a lot of ways. We're human. You know, we're cut from the same mould, you know. I mean, there's nothing really different about it. You know, I've always truly believed in this country. There's one country, it's called Earth, and there's one race, and it's called the human race, you know, and that's a really simple approach to it. So we made this for an international audience, and we'd love all the French audiences to come along and bring their family and friends and just come and sit around our cinematic campfire.
And Ivan, you're working on different projects, I imagine, and you guys are off overseas now to promote the film. What's the destination?
Oh, yeah, we're about to get on a plane to go back to Toronto. We were at the Toronto Film Festival a few weeks ago, but now we're going back for the Imaginative Festival, which is the world's largest indigenous film festival, and we're opening night there, so we've got to go and turn up for that.
Yeah, great reward, yeah. You know, brothers and sisters abroad, they love our film, and that for us is great reward and great accolade and great acknowledgement for the work on part of the crew and the cast and everybody. It belongs to all of those that were involved in it, and now we want to you know, share it with the rest of the world and have them belong to it.
Thank you very much, gentlemen, for coming on the French language program at SBS Radio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Merci.
Merci.
Les programmes de SBS sont disponibles en podcast et vous pouvez les écouter quand vous voulez. Pour s'inscrire ou télécharger, www.sbs.com.au/french.